Guys, thanks for tuning in to the Bent Entrepreneurship Podcast. I am your host, Kate, and I'm so excited to be hosting you for yet another episode this week. If you're new here, karibu sana. If you've been here before, it is such a pleasure to have you come back. I do this for you guys, so thank you so much for the support, for the love. I really, really, really appreciate that. So today, guys, I'm so excited, and it's because we have our second guest ever on our show, a really close friend of mine. We've been friends for about 4 years now, and honestly, she's a bomb friend. She is also an entrepreneur, a lover of hair, probably the best dressed person I know, and most of all, one of the most ambitious and passionate people I have met to date. So guys, please help me welcome my guest and co-host for this show, Maureen. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm just honored that you accepted my invitation so that my audience can get to learn from you. So maybe you can tell us your names, a little bit about your entrepreneurship journey, how long you've been in this space, and anything else you'd like us to know about you.
Well, first of all, I'd like to really thank you for the awesome introduction. I'm very humbled and honored. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me. My name is Maureen Katwa. I am a credit professional in the digital space in the banking industry. Besides my career, my professional career, I am a lover of hair and fashion, so I create content around these two, hair and fashion. I'm also an entrepreneur. I sell ladies' clothes, so it couples with my fashion content creation. Yes, I'm very happy to be here, and I hope we can share and learn together.
Yes. Guys, when I say this lady is like the best dressed person I know, believe me. Imagine having blush. Someone who can do her own hair. That is a rare talent. She does her own hair, and she'll couple it up with outfits that are out of this world. So yes, you'll see. If you haven't seen the promos, just take a peek on Instagram. Yes, she'll tell you where to find her, so you'll also validate what I'm saying. Yeah. So just tell us, how long have you been in the entrepreneurship space?
In the entrepreneurship space, I'd say 2 years.
Uh-huh.
2 years, 2020, 2022, yes, that's 2 years. And then in the content creation space, I'd say from 2014. How many years are those?
Wow, 2014 to date is about 8.
Yes, that's 8.
8 years.
Yes. Wow. But I'd say that I have seriously been in the space 2 years now.
Wow.
Yes. So I started my YouTube channel in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
That was for hair content
creation.
As she has said, I do my own hair.
Oh.
Most of the times. Actually, almost every time. The hairdo I have, I usually do it myself. And recently, I have been taking videos of the same. I post them on my TikTok and Instagram handles, mm-hmm. which is Nzambi K. YouTube is also Nzambi K, the channel, which we are going to be launching very soon. And we'll tell you in our TikTok and Instagram pages. 2014, I was doing YouTube. I started YouTube. So I posted my first video in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Between 2014 and 2016, I posted 4 videos, like I was telling you earlier. And when you start a YouTube channel, or if you're a content creator, you know that you should do this frequently. Say every week or bi-weekly, or even if it's once a month, you should make sure that you post content at least once a month, once a week, every 2 weeks. So you can imagine 4 videos in 2 years. That is one video in 6 months.
Hey.
Yeah. So the challenges I would say, or what I'd say stopped me from posting videos frequently during those 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Number one was self-doubt.
Okay.
Yes. I know some of us know your craft very well. You know you do something very well, but you have that self-doubt in yourself. You're like, am I ready to do this? Let me wait until I'm perfect. You know, there's no perfect time to start something. You just need to start and grow from there, because that's how you learn. You have to learn. I was in my way a lot during that time. I also didn't have a good camera. Okay. I was using my phone camera around that. I didn't have a good camera. So that used to be a very good excuse for me. I don't have a good camera, so my videos are not very
good quality.
Actually, even now when you go to my YouTube page, I don't have any video. I deleted all of them.
Wow.
Yes, the four videos. Because the quality was not so good. And you know, with YouTube, you're supposed to post content that is
watchable.
Yes. You can't compromise on that.
Yeah. I think if you've not noted these points, let me just reiterate to you that within her startup phase of her content creation business, back in the day when this thing was pretty fresh, honestly, and there were limited resources, YouTube was still new, she tried. But she found herself limiting herself based on self-doubt and the technology that she had, which she used as an excuse, a cover.
Yes.
Yeah. And one thing that she has said that's extremely true is that sometimes you have to get out of your own way. Being the driven person she is, she wasn't going to leave it at that. Yeah, I know her. There was no way it was going to end there. Something was coming. So tell us about how you moved forward from there.
So let me add something on the self-doubt bit.
Mm-hmm.
I also looked at other YouTubers who were from other regions, not Kenya.
Mm-hmm. Kenya. Mm-hmm.
Because in the Kenyan space, around that time, there were not very many hair content creators.
Mm.
But fashion creators had already started coming up.
Yeah.
Like Kina Joy Candy and the likes.
Mm.
Yeah. So around that time, I used to compare myself with people who have 1 million subscribers. They have all those nice gadgets, the right technology.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm here with microphone,
which
doesn't even have very good quality. But I had a plan of getting a camera.
Yeah.
Yes, and I had just started my job. So do not compare yourself with other people. The talent that you have, God has given you that talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours, so that you can share it with the world.
Yeah.
So don't compare yourself. Keep learning and keep sharpening and honing those skills. So from that time, I think I also blamed my job a lot. I used to say, I get home so tired. You know, you're in the banking industry.
Mm-hmm. I can't be late.
You make clothes late. You get home tired. Yes, I'll do the hairstyles on myself. I'm not going to a salon. I'll do them, but I may not get time to.
Record,
I will not be very psyched up to record the videos and even share them. But I had photos.
Yeah.
And around that time, I started doing people's hair. You know, you could meet someone and they're like, wow, I love your hair. Who did your hair? I'm like, I did my hair. No, you're kidding me. You did your hair. Please give me your number. Strangers. These are strangers in the streets.
Imagine.
Or strangers, say, in beauty shops when you're going to get hair and stuff.
Mm.
You can find someone and they ask you, which hair is this? Then you tell them, it's this hair. I did this. I coupled it with this to get this finished look. Who did it for you? Yeah, I've gotten several clients like that.
Just random
people. Yes, just random people like that.
What?
Okay. And I've done their hair. So between that time and 2021, when I really started posting recently, I've just been doing people's hair.
Okay.
Recommendation. I also have a friend in town who has a salon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, before I even joined banking, I worked in a salon.
Oh.
When I was stomaching,
there
was a salon in Reinsurance Plaza.
Mm.
I went to the lady, to the owner, and told her my story. This is me. I love doing hair. and I'd like to work in your salon if you allow me. Then she told me, I'll give you a chance. I'd like to see what you can do. Then I also told her about my other, now career professional, me. I told her I had just graduated and all that. All this hair thing is self-taught and passion that drives me to do it. So she gave me a job.
Wow.
I started, I did it for 2 weeks before I got an interview. Yes, before I got an interview. And then after the interview, now I got the job.
Okay.
So now I had to leave the salon full time. But during those 2 weeks, because I'm very curious about anything hair. If I see anything hair that is upcoming or any trend, I really
jump on it.
I jump on it. I update myself. I upgrade my skills. If I need to buy anything, I buy it. So, in this salon, I met a guy, a Congolese guy. And if you know, Congolese guys know how to do hair very well.
Yeah, I hear.
Yes, so he specializes in wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, I hadn't started making wigs. I was just doing hair, braids, and only that. But then within those 2 weeks, since when you're in the salon, if you're not working on a client, you're sitting down chatting, or maybe someone is showing you how to do something that you don't know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just sit down and observe what one stylist is doing to a client. Yes, you can see a stylist styling a client.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really talented and quick in your space of creativity,
mm-hmm.
you will grasp what's going on and you would want to know more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I asked this guy if he can teach me one or two things about wigs. And that's where I got to learn about wigs. And that's how I started making wigs. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I started making wigs. So I make wigs. Yes, I custom make wigs.
Meskia. I hope you've heard that.
I custom make wigs. So currently from 2020, that's what I've been doing. I've been making wigs for people. You just order, give me your measurements, I make for you. There are those that require the client to be there. So there are those salons that I operate in. And I actually have a space, my personal space.
Mm-hmm.
The client is not able to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
We will meet in town and I'll be able to fix the wig for them.
Ah.
So now, I love hair.
Yeah.
I was looking for a job after campus. It was not coming through as quickly as I thought it would.
Yeah.
So I thought, why not look for, you know, a salon in town or a salon that knows what they're doing and what they're about. Because it's not every salon that has this culture of, you know, growth and learning new things. You also have to strategize where you're going to learn from. Yeah. So I went into that salon. I took a step. I didn't even get a lot of money in those 2 weeks. I didn't get a lot of money. But I was doing one, two, three things in the salon, helping here and there. You see, it's like an intern in a salon, you can imagine.
Yeah.
You're being sent, go and do this for me. You're being given the small tasks. Jobs and tasks. Like, undo this hair for me. Before you're now given a chance to, you're given a model. And then now you're told, do this style for me so that I see what how you do it. So, there's one time I did a style on a model. She was just one of us. By the time I was even getting done, another client who was being styled called me to ask me how much that style cost. She loves it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I went to ask the owner, and the owner was like, she told me what I should tell her, so I told her. That was just one style that I tried on someone, and several clients who were been styled, liked it, and started asking about it.
Yeah.
So, learn. You don't have to like earn at the beginning of it. Just learn and upskill. Hone your skills. The money will follow later. Yes.
Just I hope you guys hear that. I'm always talking about passion here. And some of you think that I'm crazy. But if it wasn't for the passion that she has, you know, even if opportunities opportunities come where there's desire to take advantage of that opportunity. So she's here, she's busy, she's done with school, she's gone, she's walked into a salon and just spoken, given her story, and someone takes a chance on her. If she wasn't passionate, that opportunity would not have even found her, or she wouldn't have found the opportunity. And so I'm always insisting that passion in your craft, in whatever you choose to do as an entrepreneur, if you have any intention of pursuing it full-time at any point in your life, even as a part-time thing to hone your skills, that passion is what will drive you. If you can't answer the question why you're doing what you're doing, then it beats the purpose. And I'm glad that from her story, it's very clear. Bila your passion, by the way, it makes it extremely hard for you. So that passion is everything. You need to learn. I don't want to dilute what she said. She said it so well. So just think about what she said. Fast forward to 2021. Something else sprouted in the entrepreneurship space from, again, her love of fashion. So maybe tell us about this other baby.
This other baby is still growing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll just tell you a little bit about the baby, because bado kind of grow.
Just tell us even where to find it so that we also promote you, because
it's actually 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I really desired to open a salon, but if you ask around, it's not easy to open a salon and you're not there fully.
Yeah.
And you don't have the resources to hire a manager to manage that salon for you, since it's a startup. And when I talk about startup, I mean, we don't have any investors. Mm. You're just starting with the small monies that you have.
Yeah.
Here and there, maybe your savings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe just a little from your family. All of you are starting, really. I'm a second born, 6. Mm. So you can see all of us are really starting.
Yeah.
I started by saying this came from the thought of opening a salon. You see, people can actually make you do things that you're not ready for.
Mm-hmm.
People will tell you, so you open a salon. So you do this, you do that. But they don't know what it takes to really open and operate. You know, opening is easy when you have maybe the money, when you have the startup capital and all that.
Mm.
You will open, you will decorate the place, you will design it the way you want, colors and themes, all that. Bring in the right furniture, bring in the right equipment. Mm. You also need stylists. You need probably 1 day or 1 week of advertising, maybe in the area that you've opened that salon.
Mm.
And by advertising, it means that you can give people some discounts. Advertise, say, we are doing your hair for half the price this week. Run and grab your. Yes, grab it. Or we are doing nails for free today.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that to advertise and make the place known to people.
Mm.
It's not easy. It's not very easy, especially if you are in the corporate space and you're still the one who is handling your business. And you know you want your business to carry on your dream and your culture.
Mm.
And how do you drive culture? You have to instill the culture into the people that are working, you work with, your employees.
Mm.
If you're not there like full time, and you're not sure who is instilling this
culture,
it's not easy if you do not have a manager, a dedicated manager that you pay for them to do that.
Mm.
Like, look at the likes of Flair by Betty and all that. Yes, she owns the salon. She doesn't manage anything. She does not do anything here.
Mm.
But she has a very great team of managers who manage the stylists,
mm-hmm.
and ensure that everything is going like it should in a salon.
Mm.
And the profits are coming in, and the culture is also cascaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, One thing I would also like to tell the listeners,
mm-hmm.
it's good to listen to feedback from people,
mm-hmm.
but you have to also take that with a
pinch of salt. Mm.
You should know what you're going to do. Am I able to do this? Someone told me, so you do this, so you can add this and this. Mm-hmm. Are you able to do it? Sit down and plan. Around 2020, I was thinking, hey, I should open this salon. But then when I open the salon, I am at work from Monday to Friday. But I need something. I need another stream of income, like right now.
Mm.
Yes, salon will come, but later. Right now, I'm not ready to open a salon.
Mm.
But I can do something that can reach a lot of people in the salon space,
mm.
which is showcasing my hairdos, how yeah. I do them. So I take videos and I showcase them on the social media platforms, which mm. are free.
Mm.
You see, I'm not paying anything here. They're mm. free. Anyone can watch it. Anyone in Kenya, anyone in another region can mm. watch this.
Mm.
So that's a win-win. Yeah. I wanted a platform that I can reach very many people
mm.
with my hair content
mm.
before the salon or the physical salon manifests
yeah.
later on,
mm.
which it will, but not right now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if it's a business, I need to do something that I love.
Mm.
I just can't wake up and start just open a retail shop yeah. or look at what other people are doing. And you know, in any business, mm. everyone has done it.
Yeah.
It's just how you bring and apply yourself into that area.
Mm.
You come with your change and your differences and how it affects people.
Mm.
So I am like, I love dressing well. I love buying clothes. Where do I shop?
Mm.
I answer myself. I ask myself questions, then I answer myself. Where do I shop? I love nice clothes. These clothes I wear. Some people in my area ask me, where do you get your clothes? Even some people at work ask me, where do you get your clothes? Next time when you're going shopping, let's go together. Then I'm like, this is something I love doing. This is something that I don't need to be there to really manage it. Yes, of course, I would love that culture. But we can start somewhere with this mm-hmm. for now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really love to also dress people mm-hmm. well.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy clothes from where I buy, or I can get to know where my suppliers get clothes from, and then I sell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go and source, get to see if I can get a few suppliers, and also sell.
Mm.
Currently, I have a physical shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's along Waiyaki Way,
mm-hmm.
87 Waiyaki Way. I designed that shop, by the way. I have a passion for design.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a passion for design, interior design. I designed that shop from scratch. What I did, I have a notebook where I wrote everything down. What will be required? Looked for a shop space around the area where I live,
mm-hmm.
then started checking for ideas of how to design this shop before I now
make it happen.
Yes, mm-hmm. go and bring in the clothes. I got ideas from Pinterest, others I thought about. Then I put everything together. I drew, I don't know, do we call them wireframes?
Yeah.
I drew a wireframe of how my shop would look.
Yeah.
Where I want the counter to be, where we would hang the clothes,
mm.
everything. The carpet, the shelves, how would want the shelves to look.
Mm.
I mean, everything. The way that wireframe looks is exactly the way the shop looks.
Mm.
Just without the colors, because wireframes don't have colors, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's how that's exactly how the arrangement of the shop looks.
Oh.
Yes. And people actually love it. They say, wow, this is a really, really nice shop and all that. And it's not very, it's not expensive.
Mm.
Yeah. We didn't really use expensive material. It was just what we could afford. And I'm saying we because I'm doing this with my sister.
Okay.
We are partnering.
Okay.
Because I needed a little help with capital.
Mm.
And I also got, I interviewed several attendants for the position of course, customer experience in the shop.
Mm.
Yeah. And then now I sell secondhand fast camera, if you know mm. that.
Mm.
That's what I've started with, ladies' clothes.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's a bit easier to manage from where I am because I know my stock.
Mm.
If I have 50 dresses, I know I have 50 dresses. And by at the end of the day, we have to account for how many dresses we have. Did we sell any? We sold like 5. So we have 45 remaining. And each dress has the price range where you are allowed to
sell
at. So at least that is easy.
Mm.
I do my accounting. So I have a bachelor's in commerce and I am a CPAK. So accounting is easy for me. I do our accounting. So I do our books. That's easy. So I also looked at all those things.
Mm.
As you also start a business,
mm-hmm.
who will be doing the accounting bit for you? Can you be able to account for the monies that are coming in and what is going out? Every day, every week, every bi-weekly, every month,
mm-hmm.
are you able to do that?
Mm.
No matter how small, as much as you're moving, keep moving.
Yes.
Progress over perfection.
Always, guys, always.
Yes, progress over perfection. Because if you keep saying, I'm waiting until I get an investor, or I'm waiting until I become rich, or I'm waiting until my savings get to a point where I'll be able to open this big shop and all that, you're going to wait.
Mm.
Say you wait for 5 years. Let's say you start that business today and you are determined to improve every day.
Mm.
Trust me, you will make an improvement every day.
Yes, yes, yes. Guys, the gems.
Yes. If you're determined, you will do it. Mm. You don't need to wait for the big money's investors.
Yeah.
And if you say, it will take me 5 years to get to where I want, trust me, those 5 years will come and go.
Yeah.
If you will not have started, it will not stop the years from moving. Mm. Time will move, then the 5 years will come and go. And maybe you'll be like, shit, I should have started. I'm cursing. I should have started 5 years ago.
Mm.
No, just start now.
Yeah.
And also evaluate how the business is doing.
Mm.
Tell yourself, let me give myself 3 months. Let's see how this is going. Because the first few months, you will have to get into your pocket. Because you're creating awareness of your shop,
mm-hmm.
your business. You're creating awareness.
Mm.
I'm speaking to the CC, small starters. Eh?
Mm.
You will create awareness. However you create that awareness, even if it's just within your area, before you decide to go to social media pages. Because that's another whole space mm-hmm. that comes with its
drama.
You need to, like.
So did you like have short term goals and long term goals, or did you just wing it from the beginning?
We actually sat down and wrote things that we wrote in 2020
mm-hmm.
have actually happened.
Wow.
We need to sit down and rewrite new things, new plans, and plan the next 6 months, 6 years, and you know, I mean, 6 months, a year, and, you know, plan how we are going to do this. Like, for the first 3 months, I think we really put in monies.
Mm.
We didn't get anything back because, you know, you have to do the design of the shop,
mm.
buy your first stock.
Mm.
Then you get the attendant. Then now that month, you start selling. You're like, now let's go.
Mm.
Every day, yes, there are walk-ins, the people who are checking out and say, and then when people come in, they also give you feedback.
Mm.
And they ask you, you don't sell this, you don't have this. So you also note down what people are asking for.
Mm.
Yeah. You're selling, you're checking your books, So by the end of the first month, actually before I even got an attendant, I used to open the shop myself. And I have brothers. One is working and the other two were in campus. And they live around. So they used to also assist. But we were not open full time the first month. It was just whoever is available goes to open, comes and reports. Then now we sat down and decided we need an attendant, someone who is there from Monday to Saturday. They can be able to actually give us good feedback and the experience from customers and customers coming in to buy and all that. So yeah, we got an attendant.
Wow.
The second month.
The third month.
So you, okay. The first and the second month, we are footing the expenses.
So guys, I'm always telling you how important it is to plan and to set goals. Because you see, those small goals can be broken down further into small tasks, which eventually, if you handle a task, turns into a goal that is complete, which turns into a long-term goal eventually with time. And she has clearly demonstrated how that worked for her. I hope that this is information that you can use, you as my listener, to just continue to progress on this journey. If so far, we are in month two, we are ending the month of February 2022, and you have not set short-term goals for your business, and you can't see beyond tomorrow, I think take this opportunity to just take a breather and note down what those tasks should be that should lead up to your goals, that should lead up to a full year's worth of goals. Just as Maureen has described here. You see, there's also a lot of power in writing things down.
Exactly.
Because I also have, a number of notebooks that are just sitting with information that I have put down. And the beauty of that is I can always go back and reevaluate and see what's working and what's not working, change that. Yeah. My gosh. Such real life knowledge here. And I really hope you're sitting with a notebook, guys. But anyway, thank you so much, Maureen, for sharing your story. I'm really proud of your progress because I'm glad to have been part of this journey along the way.
Yeah,
I met Maureen when she was just starting to do people's hair. I've seen her do people's hair. I'm also I'm a DIY enthusiast from her. And it helps to have someone who you can bounce things off of and also learn from, because I borrow a lot of what I do on my own hair from what I see her do. It's been interesting watching her grow. When she was starting her business, she told me about it and I was really excited for her. When she actually started, along the way, she used to bounce things that she's facing against me just to hear what I think. And that's how I've gotten to know what her journey looks like. And I felt it would be nice to hear from someone who is within this space as we speak. You know, I've not gone and gotten you a Mark Zuckerberg. I've gotten you someone who is along this journey, someone who is walking. Hajamaliza safari, they are walking. And so thank you so much for accepting to be part of this journey and for indulging us. Maybe you can give us a parting shot. Could be your advice to your little brother. Could be your advice to maybe that person sitting in your shop who might also be wanting to grow from there. Just tell them something.
Yeah. I also love talking to, I don't call her my attendant. I call her a customer experience assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I borrowed that from my place of work.
Important.
Yes.
Titles mean things to people. Don't go calling people my house help, and yet you can empower them and call them your house manager.
Yeah, food I also thought. Encourage her a lot to work on her dream. What does she want in life? She will not be there forever. I know that. Also, as an entrepreneur, you should have the, what do they call it? People call it the anointing of letting go. Yes.
Okay.
Your employees will not be with you forever. and you should bless them when they're going.
Yeah.
You should encourage someone. They should learn something from you as much as they are your employees. Mm. It does not mean that you have all this. You also have something to learn from them. You also listen to them.
Yeah.
If you let me say this part in short, I'm going to take it away. And, you know, I feel like talking a lot, but I'm going to end it here and mm-hmm. say progress over perfection. This quote, someone told it to me. And, mm-hmm. you know, if she'll be listening, she will know she's the one who told this to
she'll
me.
She'll definitely be listening. So I hope you hear.
Yes, progress over perfection. She kept telling me that.
Mm.
Yes. So whatever you do, just make sure that you're making progress.
Mm.
With that talent that you have, are you making any progress? If you sleep and wake up and you think about something that you love doing, you ignore it. A few months later, it's still in you. You mm. really love it.
Mm.
It's with you. You work with it everywhere. That's your dream. That's your talent. Please work on it.
Mm.
And don't rush to get the money. Or I'd encourage you to upskill, hone your skills in that area.
Mm.
The monies will follow. Doesn't matter when, but when the monies start coming, they will surely come.
They will come.
The money will come. It will surely come. Haijakuja bado, but mm. I am keeping on, and I know we will meet again.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe maybe in another space I'll be able to explain this.
I love what you just said. You should hone your skills. I'm here to tell you that this is true in every aspect of your life, by the way. Whether you are running a skill-based business, whether you're employed by someone,
mm-hmm.
whether you're just sitting in the house, that skill that you choose to improve on, that little piece of knowledge that you choose to gain, gives you an edge over the person who is in the exact same position as you. And so if as our theme for the year is growth, if you intend to grow, if you intend to grow your business, if you intend to grow in your career, if you intend to grow, for me, growing the podcast, it requires upskilling of sorts.
Actually, really sorry for interrupting you. I love thank what you. You're doing.
Oh, thank
the
you.
Interviews. This
thank
is really you've come a long way. I'm proud of you too.
Thank you, dear. Thank yes. you. Please remember to check out Nzambike on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. You will find her on all those platforms. She has amazing videos. If you like to do your own hair, if you're a DIY enthusiast or you're looking for inspiration for your next hairstyle, that is the place to go. If you need clothes, she's talked about palazzos and ladies wear, basically. You can contact me, DM me personally, and I will connect you to her. I will not give just anyone. I have to vet. But
we will also be launching our
yes,
digital our pages soon for yeah. the
Shop.
For the shop.
Yeah,
it's called Chic and Crowns Closet.
Yes, please follow her pages so that you'll be notified when that happens. And also remember, she has told us about her vision for YouTube. So please, 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 please follow her pages as you follow the Bent Entrepreneurship Podcast, guys. Please, please, on Instagram. Yeah, I'm not asking you for Facebook. Just Instagram. But anyway, thanks so much for taking your time to listen. I hope that you've learned as much as I have from this young lady. And thank you, Maureen, for being such a gem and for being willing to share with the world what God has put in you.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for your kind words.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.